back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier Mendoza. Today we have a special episode for you. This is actually going to be the live recording from our annual event that Connect Global holds called Night Out. So you'll be able to hear the presentation that we gave Saturday night. I hope you enjoy. But we just wanted to say again, I know Danielle came up, but we really are honored. We're very grateful for each and every person that's in this room. You guys are all very special to us. We have done a lot of conversation leading up to this event. You've all been personally invited by probably either myself or Danielle, but many of you have also been invited by probably someone at your table or someone that you know. So I just want to say first and foremost, thank you so much for coming. For being here, for being a part of what we're doing here. Many of you guys, I think we were just talking about it just a minute ago, but many of you guys have been here from the very, very beginning, like many years ago, 100 years ago, when we first started. I will shout out Chuck and Wendy Allen because they are always, give them, show your hands, please, guys. Don't be embarrassed. I know Chuck is never embarrassed, but Wendy might cover. No, I'm just saying. Chuck and Wendy Allen, guys, every year are like the very first people to sign up for this event. Every single year we can count out, if we send out an email, if we send out a text, whatever it was, they're literally like in the minute one. I'm like, okay, we have our first person. They're already here. And we're always worried because it's like, are we going to get anyone there? And it's like, well, the Allens will be there. And then we'll never, you know, we'll see what happens. And so, of course, you look around, you guys see this room is full. This is actually the fullest that this room has been. So I want to say thank you very much for everyone, because I know that that also means, for one, many of you guys that have been coming forever, you're still committed. And it's awesome because you're still like us and you're still here. But what that also means is that almost half of this room, this is your first time here. And so I want to say thank you so much for taking a chance on a kid like me. No, I'm just kidding. But for taking that opportunity, like Danielle said, to come and to give your Saturday night. We started this event out calling it date night, but as I joked with someone earlier, not everybody could pull in a date to come. Jimmy, I wasn't gonna say Jimmy. I promise. So we also wanted to say, okay, this is a night out. This is a night out with your friends. This is a night out with your family. This is a night out with Javi, Danielle, Sage, everybody from Connect Global, because we just know and we recognize that, like Danielle said, our time is precious. That's one of our biggest and best assets, and so I appreciate you taking the time to come tonight. So I wanted to share just a couple of different things about Connect Global over the years. So as you can see, you'll probably read a couple different slides there ahead of me, but essentially when we were founded because we could not no longer just stand by. There were some things that we had seen. One of our first mission trips to Honduras just kind of broke my heart and really made me understand that there was more to even just my faith in God, my faith in Jesus, than just kind of being here and being in church or being, you know, just sort of volunteering in the little capacity that I could. There was a world that was actually available and waiting to be connected. And so we started Connect Global because we knew that together, if we could just say, hey, here's an issue, here's the problem, here's where someone is maybe coming up short, and we can kind of pull our friends together and we can say, what do we need to do to address this issue? Let's do it. Let's get it, you know, let's get it done. Because we can only do so much individually, but if you look around and you see this room, this only accounts for about half the people that are involved in Connect Global. There's another 40 or 50 people, 45 people from Texas, Louisiana, North Carolina, from Georgia, from Wisconsin, from Michigan, who join you guys tonight. So you're only seeing a portion of what has happened, what has come together in these 12 years. So year after year, we've just continued to share the vision, share the excitement, share the passion that we have for helping people, for being walking alongside people, no matter their circumstances, but trying to bring them closer to their purpose, closer to faith in God, closer to just sustainability. When we first started, of course, we were doing a lot of sustainability projects. We were doing fish farming, which we still do today, because we wanted to not only just make an immediate impact, but we were trying to make like a long-term impact. We were trying to make something that lasted, something that would solve an issue like food insecurity, or an issue like parasites from not having a concrete floor, or something that was a physical thing, but that could be transformed in a moment so that long-term people wouldn't have to live the way that they were living. Because what we found out is that a lot of times, especially on these trips that we took to Honduras early on, we figured out that there were so many people that were just under-resourced, just underestimated, and just not allowed to operate in the fullness of their purpose and the opportunities that exist. And so you can see there, Danielle and I, obviously, we have also moved to Honduras. We've lived in Honduras a total of 3 years altogether, because we knew, especially if we could get as close as we could to the need and as close as we could to the opportunities and the potential for making a difference and making an impact, we could learn as much as we could. We've never, ever, ever wanted to do something or ask anyone else to do anything that we weren't ready to go do first. We knew that if we could move there, we could get close to the situation, we could understand it better. Danielle and I are lifetime learners. We're always trying to figure out, okay, if this problem exists, maybe this is just sort of the superficial part of it. What's underneath that problem? What are the layers that go along with that? And so when we started, even if you can see up there, the maternity home, which we started in 2019, but we actually were fundraising and casting vision for that a couple of years before that, it was just literally recognizing a very basic need. These mothers were literally just sitting and standing and sometimes making makeshift pallets outside of the hospital. Their children were in the NICU, they were fighting for their life, and these mothers had no place to go. So it was literally just, let's observe this problem, let's see what's happening, let's learn as much about the actual problem and what led to that problem, and then figure out a solution. And so many of you guys saw us through that, you gave with us to do that, and we were able to kind of, like I said, turn an emotional type thing, we were turning compassion into an actionable thing. Because compassion without action is just observation. All we're doing is just taking a look and we're like, oh my gosh, that's so sad. We see the news, we see what's going on in different parts of the world, different parts of our own country and even our cities. And if we're not moved to make something better, if we're not moved to improve a situation or solve a problem, then literally all we're doing is sitting back and we're almost allowing that to happen. We're just kind of sitting back and observing. And so we didn't want to do that. We wanted to make sure that in everything that we did, no matter what endeavor we took on, what project we took on, we were going to learn as much as we could about it so that we could solve that problem and not solve it as in like, hey, here we are, we're the savior, we're going to do this thing, but let's work together. Let's find the pastors, the church planters, the pioneers, the people who actually are going to be the ones that can solve this problem. Let's resource them, let's equip them, let's encourage and then empower them to do the job themselves. So that's one of the things that I wanted to kind of bring up, because like I said, there are so many of you that I'm excited about that have never been here before. And so we wanted to try and catch you up a little bit. We'll of course be in the back after this if you have any more specific questions, but I wanted to kind of just give you the brief encapsulation of that. You recognize at least a couple of the people on these slides. Danielle and I have been fortunate enough to not only have partners, in-field partners, strategic partners, but also many of you donors and people who have kind of rallied around us. But we have two special couples, Kevin and Shekinah, and Jason and Bonnie Ruth, who are our board members, who we have had about collectively probably 18 years, I guess, or more, of relationship with these two couples. They are pastors. They are business owners they're actually directors of their own ministries. But more than that, they have been our friends. They have been the ones who, when we are sick and tired of some of the work that has to be done, when we are encountering some of the dangerous situations that we've been through in living overseas and different things like that, they're the ones who will pick up the phone, they'll answer our calls, answer our texts, they'll be there for us. The couple in the middle there that we're pictured with showed up the other day. We were just literally, we had planned a call with them. They're our board members. They've been there, you know, for legal and for just all the corporate stuff that we have to do, but they're there for the relational part of it. And so literally, they called our daughter, they text our daughter and said, hey, we have a business call. We have an official call on the books on this Friday, on this date, blah, blah, blah. We just want to make sure your parents are not leaving town or they're not doing anything weird or whatever, because the Mendozas are always everywhere all the time. And so literally, in a clandestine effort, this couple, organizing with my daughter, my precious little girl, figured out that, of course, we're going to be in town. We're going to be there. We've already scheduled to be on this phone call at 7 p.m. So as we get to the house, we're rolling in. We're like 2 minutes late, so we got to get in and set up the computer and all this stuff. And literally, out of the corner of my eye, we see a vehicle that we don't recognize on our block. And I'm like, that's kind of weird, but I don't got time to actually mess with weird neighbors right now. So we're trying to get to the real work inside. And so I look around, and Danielle says, I think they're here for, like, they're at our house. And I'm like, well, they're in the street, so I don't, you know, what's the jurisdiction here? And so literally, I get out of the car, and it's this couple. They had figured out a way in which to not just meet with us, because it was supposed to be just a Zoom call, but they found a way in which to meet us where we were. They jumped out, we screamed, we were laughing, we were crying, and spent the next 8 hours that night laughing and crying and praying, because that's what we do. Connect Global connects. We don't waste any moment. We don't waste any minute because we know it's too precious. And so when I saw those two jump out of that car, I literally was like, there ain't no way. How do you coordinate? They live in North Carolina, you guys. They live in Asheville. They coordinated their flights. They figured out when they could get there. They went through a Whole Foods. They bought us steaks. They came and cooked in our house. This is what we do. Connect Global connects, man. We don't waste one single moment. We make every moment count. We maximize every relationship. We make sure that when they need us, we'll be there. In that moment, when we needed them, they were there. And so that's what I want to show you, is that our leadership are committed not only just to each other, but we're committed to this work. Anytime that we gather and we come together as a leadership board, as a you know, one of the ones who are making the decisions, we cover everything in our relationship, in our prayer, in our, you know, everything that we endeavor to do is always, always, always saying, okay, but how are you? How are you doing? On one of our board meetings this year, one of them said, if you're not okay, how are we going to do this? Because we're not moving to Honduras. We need you there. We need you to go and make the trips and do all the things, you know, and they meant it as sort of a cautionary, like, hey, you've got to be okay. We care about you. We care about your soul. We care about your rest. We'll get a text message from Jason and Bonnie Ruth saying, hey, did you take a day off this week? And I'm like, not yet, but I mean, the week's not over, so there's still time. And they're always checking up on us. They're always making sure that we're okay, so that way we can do the work. We can continue doing what God has called us to do. So I just wanted to introduce you to our crew there. This year, we've had some pretty big milestones as well. So passing the baton, if you'll read that for just a second, but basically what has happened, the maternity home that I just told you about was a phenomenal operation. During our time there, I think we helped 2,241 mothers. That means that 2,241 moms and their newborns walked through the doors of that maternity home at probably one of the most vulnerable, one of the most scary moments of their life, and were met with a team of people who were not only just caring about their physical care, because these are babies who are fighting for their life in the NICU. These are moms who have just gone through, I mean, many of these moms were only pregnant because of assault and other different circumstances. And so they're not only physically helping these moms, but they were actually spiritually helping these moms. We're sowing spiritual seeds of transformation, of shifts, of allowing these women, these moms and these babies to be able to be met with, especially on the first day some days of these children's life, with the love, the compassion, and really literally just the goodness of who God is and who Jesus is in their life. And we had about 300 mothers during the time that we were in operation there, that we were fully in charge there, give their heart to the Lord for the first time, or even make a rededication to you know, change their life, or to completely just become a new person just in those moments that we had there. And this year, what is so cool about that is that for 4 years, we were operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, creating a model, creating sort of a template for maternity homes. There's about 9 maternity homes in the country of Honduras. Ours was the best, just in case that was not clear. Out of 9 maternity homes, there's not a single one other than this one that you would walk in and get the same feel, the same vibe, the same energy, the same excitement for care for these mothers as you did in La Ceiba. And so what we did through Connect Global and through all of your support is we created that model, that template that can now be passed on. So when our contract came up to end this year, we decided and said, hey, this has to be out of our hands. This cannot continue to be something that we're fully 100%, you know, responsible for, not only because we've never wanted to do that. We've never wanted to take anything or own anything or create a space where Connect Global is like, hey, look at us. We're the ones, you know, doing all of this. But because we know that if someone's going to take ownership and they're going to really actually transform and change their life, they got to be in it. They got to be fully 100% invested in that. And so we're so excited that this year, actually in September, we were able to transition and shift that, pass that baton forward. And like I said, we gave them a 4-year head start to show the entire nation of Honduras, this is what a maternity home is supposed to look like. This is how you staff it. This is how you operate it. This is how you raise funds for it. This is how you actually bring things, you know, resources into this place so that you can actually change this family's life. And we've created a position to them to be able to create something that is going to go on and continue. Connect Global will always put mothers first. We'll always put women first. We'll always continue to invest strategically in the community there so that we can continue to serve moms at their most vulnerable moments. But we are empowering our strategic partners and the church planters and the people who will do the work continuously. We're continuing to empower them so that we can scale. There's no way we could continue to do it just one-on-one. We have to be able to multiply in order to get this thing done. So that's been amazing. You can see our Connect Global Education Fund. We've been able to invest $30,000 into both primary and secondary schooling, and also very strategically and specifically, not shotgun approach, but very laser focused into continuing education, college education, specialized education, and even we're trying to, this year, we're gonna expand into specialized trade, because we know that people, if they have an opportunity to learn, to get a skill, to get a certification that will change their life, not only just for this moment, but it can actually be multi-generational. This is going to change their life for a long time. And so we, right now, we have 2 students in medical school that are becoming, one's going to become a pediatrician, one is going to become a nurse. And our donations collectively here tonight, guys, what we've done through people in this room has been connect those girls to the education that's going to continue to transform and change their life, because we know that education is definitely key in allowing someone to radically change their circumstances and their the trajectory of their life. We'll talk a little bit more about strategic partnerships. I do want to point out that through tonight, so far, we've raised $188,000 this year for programs and projects through Connect Global, and that's literally thanks to you guys. That's not just like a fact or figure or something that we conjured up. That's literally because people have decided that they can trust Connect Global, that they know that if we say it, we're going to do it. And we've given you every opportunity to be able to be plugged into the purposeful and impactful work that we do, not just because you're here and we're there, or you're here and our team is there, but literally we're working together to make this happen. And so we're having a goal between now and the end of the year. We actually set it in October. To raise an extra $50,000. And we are $20,300 towards that goal already. And so just in the next 2 months, we have to raise an extra $30,000 so that we can continue to invest in our strategic partners, into the programs and partnerships that we have. We're still doing concrete floors. We're still doing clean water projects. We've got someone who wants to do an aquaponic project in Africa next year, so we're talking about that. And so we're also going to talk about and give an opportunity for you guys to learn about an opportunity to go with us to Honduras or to some of these places, because we need people who have skills, compassion, or even just gusto to go, because honestly, that's what it takes. It takes people giving and going to get it all to happen. So our fundraising goal before the end of the year is under $30,000 right now. So we're doing really great. So these are our strategic partners. I'll just briefly give you the rundown. So Nehun and Adenya, we met. He was the very first pastor I ever met when I stepped foot in Honduras. They are church planters to the core. He cannot go somewhere and not start a church. This guy is literally like, he speaks like four languages. The last time I preached in his church, though, it's like in a rural mountainous area. I'm preaching this way, and the door's just like this, and the cows are literally 8 feet away from us, like mooing and, you know, going crazy. And I'm literally trying to do what I'm doing here, like, okay, I guess we have cows going by the deal. So they are an amazing couple, family. We've spent time in their homes. They've been also in Honduras. We've been there 20 years. They're the very first, I would say, pastor couple, family, who has invited Danielle and I to come and vacation with them. They literally paid for us to come and stay where they live in a little hotel. We went on a little boat to go snorkeling and to go do little, you know, excursions with them. The only family that's ever done that and just said, hey, we want to take care of you guys. You're always giving, you're always going, you're always doing. We're going to do it for you. And I knew he couldn't. I mean, you know, it's like, come on, dude, like, you're crazy. But they're the type of family that they go first. They'll start when something doesn't exist, they'll create something. And so we love working with them. Alan and Lorena, I know that's kind of cut off there, but they are amazing. We met them in the pandemic. Their community lights up. Anytime you see them with their people, with their families, they're just bright and amazing people. Floor, amazing. I'm going to give you a story in just a minute about her. But she's living in Africa right now. We met her in Honduras. And she's living in Africa. She's gotten her certification for counseling. She's helping operate and run a children's home within the Maasai tribe there in Tanzania. Amazing, amazing things. Carlos and Xiomara, I just talked to him last night, actually. He was in Dallas, Texas, because he is Mr. Worldwide as well. He is from Venezuela. He and his wife were pastors there for many years. We met them in Honduras, helped send them to Lebanon, and now they live in Spain. They are missionaries to the max. Like, they are like willing to go and live anywhere and everywhere. They were in Lebanon feeling the shocks of shelling when we were talking to them one day. I remember him saying, we got to go because we don't know what's happening. You know, we're feeling the rumblings, and we got to go because we got to see what's happening. But these are our strategic partners. These are the people who Danielle and I continue to invest in. We continue to resource. We continue to find ways in which to partner with them because they're already doing the work. They're church planters, they're pastors, they're missionaries. But more than anything, they are people who get the mission. They get fulfilling the Great Commission. They're doing it every single day to the max. And so we always like to partner with people who are success-oriented, future-oriented, people who will not take excuses and let excuses slow them down. These are the people that we partner with. I don't know if you recognize that little kid up there. That is Sage. That was taken probably just like weeks into forming Connect Global. So we've done and we've gone and we've experienced a lot in 12 years. We have lived in Honduras, we've lived in New York, we've lived in Texas, we've lived in isolation, we've lived in loneliness, we've lived in plenty, and we've learned a lot. I want to share with you four things that we've learned through this great experiment called Connect Global that I want to share with you and encourage you, because I think if you're like me and you're hearing this maybe even for the first time, you're wondering, okay, why am I here? What's going on? I know who invited me here. I kind of maybe just came because they're my friend, and I wanted to hang out with them, and then we put you at my table. But I want to share with you four things that I've learned, that Danielle and I have learned together in doing this great adventure together. Offering our presence is tied to the fulfillment of our purpose, guys. I cannot tell you or stress to you enough how much our presence, just our presence, has made a difference in the lives of those that we serve. Showing up in the right moment, showing up in crisis, showing up to celebrate. Even when we're celebrating new life or we're celebrating a birthday, and at times when we're celebrating the homegoing of someone that we lost, being present meant that we were fulfilling our purpose and we were connecting those people who we were present with to a higher purpose. That's one of the things that we learn, because we go first, we go into the hard places, we go to the places that many of you guys may never go. We go into the places because we know that if I can just show up, if I can be present, if I can be in a place in which life is happening, then we can connect people to their purpose. When we were hosting the maternity home, like I said, we had over 2,000 mothers coming through. I mean, this was full on every single day. But the moments that mattered the most to me and Danielle was when we got to hear their stories. You know, because everything else becomes somewhat like, you know, transactional, right? I know that we do that. We have our jobs and we have our ministries, different things that we all do. Things can become transactional. You do this for me, I do this for you, I get a paycheck, I go home, I pay my bills, I do my thing, and it's all just sort of like this back and forth, right? What Danielle and I have tried to do, and what we've learned to do over the years, is to maximize those moments in which we can just sit. We can just be present. We can just stay with someone long enough that they know we're not going anywhere. We're not going to leave. We're not going to change course. We're going to do what we've said we're going to do. And so the power of presence, that's really the power of presence, is connecting people, not only just me, because I feel more connected to my purpose when I'm going and serving and doing these things, but I know that as we converse, as we get deep, Pastor Nahoon, I just shared with you just a minute ago, lost his son tragically a few years ago, and being present in his home in the absence of his son was one of the most powerful and most just awesome experiences, because the joy that he still carried and the emotion that he could share knowing the loss of his son, but feeling like, hey, I'm still here for a purpose. My wife and I are still moving forward. We're still going ahead in unimaginable circumstance. But to feel that one-on-one, to be in his house, to sit on his couch, and to feel the pain that he's feeling, but to know that we're both connecting to our purpose in that moment, that's one of the things that I've loved about building and creating Connect Global. Another thing that we've learned is that access and aptitude are almost never equal. One of the things that I've seen that breaks my heart the most is that the people, some people with the most aptitude and the best attitude to get things done, have the least amount of access. We love when we have the opportunity at Connect Global to change that, to turn that on its head, because we realize that when we connect people and create access for people, when we break down roadblocks for people and exchange those roadblocks for roadmaps, we see them light up. We see things change. We see their life change. We realize that aptitude has nothing to do with the access they were denied. Most of the time, all they needed was the on-ramp to start a business, to plant a church, to start a ministry. They just needed the access point. They were denied that access point because of poverty, or because of abuse, or because their parents were alcoholics, or because, a myriad different circumstances. But the problem is never, ever, ever far away from the solution. What we have learned is that most of the time, the solution to most any problem is adjacent. And all we have to do is we have to look for the solution that fits that problem. And we've learned that over the years, when we can create access ramps four people. This is Jasmine. She's our she's going to be a pediatrician. Her and her father were literally like our best volunteers in Honduras. Tragically, he also lost his battle with a sickness. And she's all alone. That was at her birthday party that I got to go spend time with him last year. And I told her, I said, we are with you. We're with you. We're going to see you through this. She lost her mom at a young age. She lost her dad at just about 19. And she has stellar grades, has completed her high school in the time that we've known her, and said, I want to be a doctor because I want to take care of the smallest and most vulnerable kids I can. I want to be there for them. No one was there for her for most of her life. But now she's going to get the chance to be there for so many other kids and create in them their own access, their own on-ramps, and destroy the roadblocks that so many of us, even some of us in this room, have experienced. We're breaking those things down so that we can create roadmaps towards the future and towards hope. Another thing that we've learned is that opportunity dictates outcome. This is Floor. You see her smile? That's one of the first things that Danielle and I noticed when we met her 15 years ago. What has it been, baby? 16. We met her in Honduras. We were on a trip there, Danielle and I, to actually finish the water well project. So we got to go there. It was actually for another maternity home in a different part of the country. But we were there, you know, to finish this water project. So we met this family, this mom and her daughter and her siblings, who then at that point was like 15 years old. And she said, I want to be a missionary just like what you guys are doing. And we're like, well, you can be. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that we're all called to go into all the world to preach the gospel and to do exactly what Connect Global has been doing. So he said, you should do it. You can do it. No matter your start in life, no matter your circumstances, no matter the road blocks that have been, and there's been plenty for Floor. Again, growing up without a father, growing up with an abusive mother, living in abject poverty, growing up on a dirt floor, everything was against her. She suffered her own abuses, and yet she said, if I can do it, then I know that I can empower other girls to do it too. If I can overcome this stuff, then maybe some other girl somewhere, even across the world, she lives in Africa right now. If I can be somebody different, if I can transform, if I can be somebody new with all the junk I've been through, maybe I can empower even just one to do what I've done. And so she's been very diligent to get her own counseling, to go through some of the grief, through some of the trauma. But she's also now gotten her own counseling degrees. She's gotten different certifications. And so right now she is actually helping direct and helping at a girls' home, helping facilitate the same healing that she's been through. Now, like all of us, she's still on her journey. We're all in the middle of this testimony right in this moment. We're still in the middle of our transformation. We're still in the middle of our life's work, our life's change. And so is Floor. And so we partner with her, we pray with her, and we position her in a way in which to be as effective as possible. And so what we've learned is that when we can create big opportunities and take big risks, we can scale outcomes. We don't have to worry about what will come. We just start small. We start here and we dream big, and things have happened. Connect Global has expanded beyond even our wildest dreams at times where we're thinking, I don't know how we're going to do this. There's been times when we're like in Honduras, stuck at a roadblock, a literal police roadblock, wondering, okay, what's going to happen here? Machine guns pulled, checking our passports, pulling all the stuff out of the car to check through all the things, and we're like, do we keep going? Do we keep going on? I picked up the phone one day and called my pastor, Pastor Tony, and I said, I don't know what's going on, but some stuff is hitting the fan right now, and I'm trying to figure out if we're going to continue even doing this thing. And you know what Pastor Tony told me? He said, Javi, you've always done it. You've always figured it out. God has always been with you, and now's not the time to stop. I was having a full-blown panic attack when I called him. Amen. My voice was shaking. My heart was pounding. I couldn't stop moving, even holding the phone to my face like this on speakerphone. And Tony simply said, now is not the time to stop. He said, we're with you. We're going to be with you. And keep doing what you're doing. And that's what we've done. We've continued to seek out opportunities that would have the best outcomes for those that we're serving. We've also learned that true generosity is actually just gratitude realized. What does that mean? That means that when I'm grateful, I'm generous. When I take a look around this room and I see all the faces, people who've been with us through some hard stuff, people who will be with us for the next hard thing, I'm grateful. My heart is filled with gratitude. And because of that, I continue to give. I continue to be generous. It's not because I'm generous that I'm grateful, but it's because of the gratitude I have in my heart. It's literally, it makes it natural to be generous. Because when I take account of my own life, the things that I've had, the things that I've been through, the things that I've made it through, now I can think and I can see, I can, okay, now I can give. And it becomes natural. It becomes easy to give. It becomes easy to be generous. And that's what we've tried to not only just be, but we've tried to inspire. We've tried to challenge. At times, we've literally pulled people into generosity. But it's because we know that if you can actually be grateful for where you're at, grateful for what God has done in your life, I know that God will continue to unlock generosity in your heart. Matt, I love you. You and Noel have been second to none in partnering with Connect Global. You have made every effort and taken every challenge as an opportunity to create something beautiful and magical and amazing. And you do it so simply and so easily and just completely like, well, what are we going to do? We need this. We got to do this. Let's get it done. But your generosity, I know, exists because of how grateful you are, not only for your salvation, for your story, for your testimony. You're grateful for the beautiful family that you guys have. I know you are because you've told me how grateful you are. But God has blessed you in a way in which you not only see that for yourself, but you see it for so many other people. And that to me is so inspiring. It's so challenging at times, but it's inspiring. And that's what we venture to do in Connect Global, is we create opportunities for which we can show people you have a lot to be grateful for. I know your start in life may have been horrible. It may have been challenging. You may have hit all the speed bumps on the way. But there's still a hope and a future. There's still something we can look forward to, because if we can just find something to be grateful for. You know, I heard the other day a story. It's like, you know, if you were told, oh, hey, I'll give you $10 million, but today's your last day on earth. You can spend the $10 million, you can have it, you can keep it, whatever. And the guy's like, no, I would never take that deal. Like, I don't want to do that. He said, well, you're valuing waking up tomorrow more than $10 million or $20 million or whatever. Why don't we act that way every day? We should act like this is a gift. Every moment, every day we take a breath, every day we get out of bed, every time we're healthy, every time we see our kids make a basket or cheering on the sidelines, every single moment is impactful and empowering to that end, to making sure that we are grateful for the things we have. I'm grateful for each and every person in this room. I'm super grateful for my beautiful wife, Danielle, back there, my beautiful and amazing daughter. I'm grateful. And out of that gratitude has grown a generosity that sometimes gets me in trouble because I want to give everything away. So it gets me in trouble. But I do it because I'm so freaking grateful, guys, for every single thing that I've ever been given or received. I know that our starts maybe weren't the same. I tell Danielle all the time, I'm like, I have to apologize certain times because I had such amazing parents. This is my sister right here. She knows this. I had literally the best parents ever, probably too good. They probably spoiled me. But the idea of not all of our starts being the same is what pushes us and propels us. The word that I like to use is it compels us to do this work. Is because the gratitude I have in my heart, the gratitude I have for my salvation, for my faith, propels and compels me to do this work. So, how do we together, how do we collectively create opportunities, not wasting one moment, continue to unleash generosity? Because I believe that's what we're called to do. I believe Danielle and I, that's what we're positioning ourselves to do in 2024, is we are challenging ourselves, but we're also challenging everyone who's connected to Connect Global to unleash generosity. I believe that at times, at certain times, we've been reserved. We know that the markets are unstable. We know that there are wars in different parts of the world. We know that there's even, I got a message from one of our partners about the earthquakes in Nepal. There are things in this world that are trying to destroy and take away and create and cause fear, and they're real. It's not fake. It's real. But what I want to do is I want to double down for me and my family and Connect Global is that we're going to continue to go first, go fast, learn faster, and create opportunities for which we can be proud of the generosity that we unleashed, to be proud of the lives that were transformed, to be proud of the partners that we created and helped sustain, to be proud of the collective work that all of us get to be a part of. So there's two quick ways, I call them the short steps for the long run. Because these are two things that we can do starting tonight that will literally set off a generation of change. One is invest. Danielle and I would never ask anyone to do anything we've never done before. From the very first moment Connect Global was created, her and I sat down and we said, here's what we have. We have $5,000. If no one else gets behind this, if no one else goes with us, if no one else gives to us, this is where we're at, and we're going to give it all. But luckily and blessedly, we've never had to do that. We've never had to say we're doing it alone. We've never had to say we did it by ourselves. We never had to say we were just out on the edge by our, you know, doing it and no one else came with us. From moment one, you came with us. You were with us. You traveled with us. You spent time with us. You've had us to your home. You've had us, you know, we've had you to our home. We've never done it alone. And so what we've asked you to do and what we've done ourselves is invest. We invest our time. We invest our money, our resources. We invest our prayer. Sometimes we invest everything. We invest our homes. We invest our you know, Saturday nights. All of those things count, and that's what we've asked you to do. That's why you're in this room, is to be able to see that there are very easy steps to take to make a generational impact. The second thing is invite. That's another very easy one. Everyone in this room, you're here because you were invited. Either I invited you, Danielle, or you got cajoled by your family to come and be a part of this thing. But you've been invited into this. And that's what we're asking now, is that as we continue to scale, I just told you earlier that there are about 45 other people, generous donors, churches, individuals, people who we've known for 20 plus years, who continue to give to Connect Global outside of this room. But we want to continue growing. We need to continue growing in order to continue the impact that we have already. But we are asking you to invite. Invite your family, invite your friends. I see one table back there that the whole family's here. The Denmarks have been amazing. We've only known them for a year. Our girls go to school together. But every single person at that table has had an immediate impact in our lives. We've had tough conversations. We've had exciting conversations. We've had some fishing adventures. I got to say, I had a hat trick. Anybody know what a hat trick is? Okay, I got that. Once. I got that one time. We've had amazing times together. And they've invited. They've brought people in. The same thing with the Wilsons. Over the years, you guys have leveraged and honestly just sometimes, you know, your parents dragged people into this, but it's made such an impact. You guys know that. We've talked to you guys about how serious it is that we're connected and how many times we're going to continue to talk and continue to connect and continue to build, because we know that there's something special between our two families. I remember the first time I met Josh Wilson. We were going to Tijuana Flats. We had never met this young stud before. It was 16 years ago. Danielle and I are sitting first at outside patio seat at Tijuana Flats. And literally, we've known Stephanie. We're, you know, here's, you know, this relationship's getting real serious. We got to meet this guy. Okay, what's up? And literally, Danielle, as we're sitting, standing up, because they're walking across the parking lot, she goes, "Be hilarious." She goes, "We have to make a good impression. She really loves this guy." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Like, you know, and so it's like from that moment on, Josh and Stephanie, we love you. We care for you guys. We know that we're in this thing for the long run. That's what it's all about, is inviting people into this excitement, this thing that's going on. And so that's what I'm asking you to do, is to think about in the next few minutes, how can you invest with Connect Global, and how can you invite someone into what we're doing here? Because that's what we need. We need people to catch this vision, to understand what we're doing, to come and have dinner with Danielle and I, because we're awesome people. And if you just send them to us, I promise we're going to hook it up. Don't worry, we won't embarrass you. We will take care of your friends and family. But we love what we do. We love that we get to do it with you guys. And so I want to give you just a moment to be able to take a look at your table. There's a long card like this. On one side, it asks for if you want to give a credit card donation. On the other side, it talks about ACH donation, which actually costs less money because there's no fees involved with the credit card processing. If you know what it is that we're doing, if you get it, if you really feel like, hey, I hear you, I know what you're doing, I see what you're doing, and you want to invest with us, I encourage you to fill this card out. There's even a space on here where if you want to make this a pledge and say, hey, I can't give right now, I can't give tonight, but before the end of the year, I got you, I'm with you, we're with you guys. There's a place for that as well. I also want to point your attention to this card here. This is something that we felt that we needed to do, that we wanted to kind of engage in this year. This is a way in which you can give to Connect Global. You can donate stock. If you've got appreciated stock, if you have an opportunity to talk with your broker, or even if you've got your brokerage details, they've made it. We've partnered with this company called Overflow. They're literally in the tech space only for like churches and nonprofits to help empower, help and scale ministries like ours. So they've created like literally a 5-minute easy way to give. If you've got the opportunity to go and check that out, just check out the landing page. Just take a look at that. Check out the video. See what it's all about, because I promise you this is going to be something to where Connect Global is continuing to make a difference with every single donation, every single gift that is given. We maximize to the max. Every dollar gets spent like 10 ways, I promise you. We are making every effort to maximize donations, whether they're physical. You know, we get sometimes onesies and kids' clothing and different things like that. And this year we've gotten grants all the way up to $50,000. So we maximize every single donation, and we know that this is going to be a way in which, if this is you, if this is somebody that you know, if this is a way in which you know, hey, I can give that way, this is one of the most tax-effective ways that you can give. And it literally takes 5 minutes. You can scan the code. You can do it on your phone. It's very simple, very easy. You can also see that there's a code there that if you want to give by credit card or any other way that way, there's a couple of different ways that you'll see once you scan in that code that you can give to Connect Global, because like I said, the only way that we have been able to maximize and make this happen is because of the generosity of you guys and the generosity of so many others that have understood what we're doing, see what we're doing, can trust, because I know that that's a big part of figuring out, hey, if I give this money, how's it going to be spent? Where's it going to go? What are you going to do? We're very transparent. We have our annual report is also published on that page, so you can go and take a look at that. This year, we'll have our 2023 annual report published in just about 2 months. The idea is to be as transparent, as open, as accessible as possible so that you can have trust, you can have an experience in knowing that when you give with Connect Global, we're making the most of it. Hey, this is Javier Mendoza. Once more, I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I know that time is precious, and we appreciate you giving us a little bit of your day today listening to this podcast. If you want to learn more about what Connect Global does, maybe our plans for the future, the things that we've got coming up, you can go to our website at connectglobal.org. Again, it's connectglobal.org. We will be more than grateful and more than glad to reach out to you to answer any questions you might have and to connect you with the mission that we've got going on here. So thank you so much. Please bookmark or save this podcast for later and let us know in the comments or in by email just that you are listening, that you're connected with us, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks so much. Bye.